Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Right, the Champions League of Boxing is on the horizon. The World Boxing Super Series. It all kicks off for Callum Smith this weekend at the Liverpool Echo Arena as he and seven others fight it out for the Muhammad Ali Trophy and a £50 million prize fund as well. All sounds rather tasty. Let's catch up with Callum's trainer, Joe Gallagher. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Yeah, thanks for your company. It's a fascinating new format, isn't it? What did you make of it when you first heard about it?
No, listen, like everyone else, it's something new to the sport of boxing. People not really aware of it. It's a bit like the old prize fighter knockout tournament that we used to see on Sky, where it was done over one night. This is done over the space of a season. And like you say, I think it's a great format, and it all kicked off at the weekend with Usyk winning against Marco Huck in Germany in the cruiserweights.
Yeah, in some style as well.
Yeah, no, it was a great fight. He's some fighter, that Usyk.
But for Callum himself, he had to make a big decision because he rejected a WBC title shot to go down this route. How much of a consideration did he have to give it?
Yeah, listen, I think Callum Smith had been mandatory for nearly 18 months. We were getting messed about. We agreed a deal in May, then they put it back to September. Then there was whispers coming out of America that we've got to put it back again till November. And obviously Callum hadn't fought since December last year. His reach began to get to his prime, and it was adamant that he wanted to fight. This tournament came along, and when you have the likes of like George Groves, Chris Eubank Jr., Jürgen Bremer, Jamie Cox in it, it was a no-brainer, really. It's a huge event, huge prize money, and it'll come out of the tournament as the winner and a world champion.
Is it just about the money, or do you think it actually clarifies who is the very, very best?
Yeah, no, Callum Smith has never been about the money. Callum Smith wanted... when he said it in an interview the other day, when he was 12 years old, he never said, I want to be a millionaire. He said, I want to be a world champion. And like anything, you become a world champion and then the money will follow. And that's still the thing with Callum Smith. Callum Smith is all about proving to everyone that he is the best in the world, and this tournament gives him that opportunity of winning a world title and obviously the new prestigious Muhammad Ali Trophy. And I'm not sure people know, it's the same people who make the World Cup, the Jules Rimet, are the same people that have put together this Muhammad Ali Trophy, which is a beautiful piece of work.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks rather special, doesn't it?
Yeah, and like I say, the weight changes are going to be every season. So this season it was super middleweight. So you don't know when it'd be super middleweight again. And it was a good enough opportunity for Callum to go in there. And like you say, he's got three big fights now. And the plan is hopefully get to the final. And we're in talks with possibly having the final at Anfield. And wouldn't that be fantastic? May, June next year, Callum Smith fighting in the final against possibly a Chris Eubank or a George Groves. In the final Anfield Stadium.
That would be absolutely mega, wouldn't it, Joe? I bet there was a smile on his face when you just had those sort of chats preemptively.
Yeah, I think the Cruiserweight final's in Las Vegas, but they're looking for a stadium fight, and there's talks of obviously Wembley, but with Callum Smith being involved now, we were in talks with Anfield last year at the end of the season, but they're relaying the pitch. We've already had talks with the owners, and they're very keen on doing something next year in May time, June time, and this tournament, when it ends, fits the criteria. And wouldn't it be great to have 50,000 Liverpool fans cheering on Callum Smith? And I know it was a great success at Goodison with Tony Bellew, but I'm sure the red side of Liverpool will love to have that with Callum Smith next year.
Absolutely. There's some brilliant names involved. George Groves, as you said, Chris Eubank Jr. But first, Callum's got to get past Eric Skoglund. Now, the way the tournament works, he got to choose that pairing, didn't he? What did he see in this fight that he thought, that Callum thought, right, this is the good way to start the tournament?
Well, there's no easy opponent in the tournament. That was it. When you look there across it, I think Yildirim and Chris Eubank Jr., he's a tough fight. Jamie Cox is a good fighter. All the UK fans know him. And when George Groves picked Jamie Cox, and that's who we were going to pick, we thought, right, we'll take on Eric Skoglund, a good amateur. He's well known over his amateur. He fought Stephen Simmons as an amateur in Scotland. He fought Kenneth Egan from Ireland. He's an undefeated pro, 26-0, and a light heavyweight. And we just thought, well, we'll bring him down in his weight division and see how we go. he's a good fighter. There is no bad fights. All fighters in this tournament. We have home advantage, and we aim to make the most of that come Saturday night as well at the Echo Arena. But Skoglund's a good fight. He's a live opponent. I've seen some of the odds, which I find quite ridiculous, but this is a real tough fight this for Callum Smith. There's been a lot of hype about Callum Smith in the 5 years he's been professional, and I've always said to him, Callum, listen, don't believe the hype. Now it's his time to go out there and show everyone that, give him high praise, that were the right in doing so, and it's up to him now to go out there Saturday night and make himself a name in world boxing.
I bet he's eager to get back in the ring, hasn't he? I mean, what with all the faffing around with the Durrell situation and everything else, it's been quite a while. We're talking, what, back end of last year since he was last fighting?
Yeah, his last fight was Luke Blackledge, a terrific knockout, one of knockouts of the year last year at the Manchester Arena, and that was it, and he's just been treading water since. But with Callum, he's in the gym all the time, he's learning. But like you say, you're in the gym, you're treading water, but once you've got a fight day, and all fighters will tell you, that's it, it brings something else out of you. He'll do his last spar today, four rounds, and that'll complete 120-round sparring he's done for this contest. And that's it, then he has his public workout tomorrow at the Rotunda Gym, and then the press conference Wednesday, I think it's at the Town Hall. So, like you say, it's fight week now, and I call it itchy knuckles. He'll have itchy knuckles this week and can't wait to get in there Saturday night.
Do you still look at him, Joe, and think, how on earth do you weigh what you weigh when you're that big?
He did his check weigh on Saturday, and I've seen the response on social media once I put a post up of him, and he doesn't struggle with the weight, believe it or not. I don't know whether it's hollow-boned or whatever, but he just doesn't struggle with the weight. He's really good. He'll come in the gym today. And that check weigh the other day, that was before we did started training, which was 12.6, and he finished at 12.2.5. So he's more than comfortable. He's big, but listen, in 12, 18 months' time, he's getting into this period now where he'll develop his man strength now, 26, 27 years of age, and I'm sure he'll go into the light heavyweight division in 12, 18 months' time. But first and foremost, he's got to become a world champion at super middleweight, and that journey starts this Saturday night.
And you sound quite confident.
Listen, Callum Smith, I feel he's a fighter that adds to his game the bigger the fight. When he fought for the English title in his seventh fight against Patrick Mende, he went out there with a first-round knockout. He stepped up to British title level, and then in what was a great domestic rival fight with Rocky Fielding, knocked him out in one round. Then stepped up for the European title in Liverpool, the Echo Arena. Again, first-round knockout. The bigger the fight, the harder the fight, the better Callum Smith performs, and I can't wait for him to perform on Saturday night.
I think we're all excited. Best of luck with it, Joe. Can't wait to watch it.
Cheers, thank you very much. Thanks. Cheers, thank you.
That's Joe Gallagher, Callum Smith's trainer in his fight week. Of course, Saturday night is the fight night at the Liverpool Echo Arena. Callum Smith against Eric Skoglund.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.